May I speak in the name of the one God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, came out while I was in seminary. It was about 20 years ago. A large group of us, including some of our professors, went together to see the movie soon after it came out. If you have seen it, you know that the scenes of the torture and crucifixion of Jesus are extremely graphic. There is a lot of blood. I remember that I closed my eyes during some of the most violent scenes. I know people who still watch that movie every Good Friday. They say it's their way of entering into the suffering of our Lord. I am not criticizing them, but it is not a way that I would choose. When I see so much violence, so much blood and guts, my senses become overwhelmed and I risk missing the most important aspect of the passion, which is the opportunity to stay with Jesus through his crucifixion so that on Sunday we can truly rejoice with him at his resurrection. There are those who believe that God was only willing to forgive our sins if somebody's blood was shed. They believe that if Jesus had not suffered so grievously, God would not have forgotten our grievous sins. They believe that Jesus took the beating that should have been ours. I don't believe that. It does not fit with anything I know of God. God, whose name is love and whose character is always to have mercy, does not demand bloodshed in order to forgive any of us. We are the very same ones that he created out of love. I think saying that Jesus had to die this way lets us off the hook. If Jesus died because it was God's plan, what God demanded, then we are not really responsible. God made it happen. God could have demanded something less. But Jesus did not die because God wanted someone to suffer. Jesus died because he challenged the established order, both political and religious. Jesus came into a world where might made right, where the poor, the sick, and the marginalized were taken advantage of, where violence was used to subdue those who resisted. In other words, a world not that much unlike our own. Jesus sacrificed himself not because God demanded it, but so that we could see those unjust systems overturned. How else would we believe there is another way to live? How else would we believe there is something more powerful than violence and death? Through Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, the cross went from being a symbol of death, an instrument of torture used by the Romans to keep rebellious Jews in check, to a symbol of life and true freedom for all. And if that is so, what does Good Friday mean for us? I think it means that we must honor Jesus' sacrifice by asking where systems of injustice still exist. Who are those who are marginalized? Who are the ones taken advantage of? Who are the people kept in check by the unjust use of violent power? Do we stand with them as Jesus did? In what ways are we complicit with systems of injustice? Are we quiet when an unjust system works to our benefit? In a few moments, you will be invited to come forward to venerate the cross. I don't know if that's a custom for all of you, but it's one that I grew up with. Some of you may want to kneel before the cross, to touch it, or even to kiss it, as we contemplate its role in our redemption, our salvation. Coming forward to venerate the cross is optional. No one has to do it. If you've not done it before, it may feel uncomfortable or at least unfamiliar to kneel before a piece of wood. Yet, as one of my sister priests points out, there is value in publicly humbling ourselves, taking a moment to truly reflect on and connect with this instrument of Jesus' humiliation and death. There's value in connecting with, identifying with the crucified Christ. Isn't that why we are here tonight? This day is a day to linger at the cross and to give thanks for the sacrifice that Jesus made. But it is also a day for us to ask, how will the cross shape our lives? Have we rejected the values of this world and taken on the values of our servant leader? Jesus' dying should help us make sense of our living. If it doesn't, then it's just another death. People die violent deaths every day. Jesus' death and resurrection changed the whole world. How will his sacrificial gift of love change you? Mm-hmm.